How to handle worry. We all go through times in our life that are tough to handle. Sometimes it will keep you up at night or even bring you to your knees. Worry is powerful because it can affect your physical well-being. So what's going on in your head will affect your body. Sometimes the worry is more damaging than what it is you're worrying about. A lot of times we tend to worry about something that often can be fixed, but while you're worrying, it's doing all sorts of damage. The difficult thing about worry when you're a spiritual person is that you don't want anyone to know you're worried about something because you need to maintain this facade. You tell people, you turn your worries and cares over to the Lord in prayer. All that is nice and all, but if you live long enough, you will definitely go through times in your life that make even the strongest believer buckle. At those moments in your life that you feel overwhelmed, there is no one to turn to which can handle life very frustrating, can make life very frustrating. Life goes on no matter what situation is causing you to worry. So let's look at five keys to remember. One, don't waste time thinking about who's at fault. Blame doesn't fix anything. Two, if you find yourself spinning your wheels mentally, give it a break, take a nap. Rest restores the mind. If your thinking is not bringing you quantifiable results, then you need to change your thinking. Three, irrigate your mind with people that can give you a fresh perspective. Don't argue with wise counsel trying to exonerate yourself or indict someone else. Sometimes you'll need to get out of your norm or your circle of friends to get a new perspective. Four, train your mind to skim over the problem and become more solution-oriented. Stop beating yourself over the problem. Move on and focus on solutions. Training your mind to be solution-oriented is a very important skill set. Last but not least, some things are just out of our control. Don't allow your ego or stubbornness to get the best of you.